Welcome to Good Friday. It seems a strange thing to say, to welcome you to Good Friday, but it is a good day. It is the day in which our victory was won. It's the day when evil is overcome and good and light and wholeness will become achieved. Normally today I would have taken us through perhaps the seven last words or the four last words of Christ, reflecting on each utterance of our Lord. And we would have sung the stunning hymns of the season. There is a green hill far away. When I survey the wondrous cross, O sacred head, sore wounded, my song is love unknown. And if we had a choir, we might sing an anthem and reflect on the magnificence of the gift of Christ, our Saviour, and of his life. But instead today, we're called to read through one of the Passion narratives. Therefore, we can close our eyes to the world for a short while, and what will come to us is images as we pray and as we read. Images are controversial in the Christian faith. Some people find them difficult, others, through the history of the church, have found them to be helpful, certainly in the sense of icons. Even in the catacombs of the early Christians, icons are to be seen, painted into the walls as you go through those gloomy places. There you will find a little altar set up in those early days with icons of the saints. In Winchester Cathedral, there is a series of icons in the retro choir screen, which protected long ago the relics of St. Swithin. Those icons include local religious saints like St. Swithin, St. Brinus. Beneath that retro choir is a holy hole once used by pilgrims to crawl beneath and lie close to the healing shrine of St. Swithin. Isn't it interesting how our brothers and sisters of long ago used to try to get close to Christ in whatever way they could, through whatever intercessions they would be using. For us today, we too want to get close to Christ. We want to get near to him. We want to touch those things where he has been. Again, one of the great traditions of the church goes back to the crucifixion of Christ and a woman called Veronica, who is believed to have given Christ a napkin or a cloth to wipe his face. And the image of Christ was believed to be on that. And that has a long, long history as well. So what do we see as we reflect on the Good Friday message? As we close our eyes and come to Christ, what do we see? Do we see his eyes looking back at us? Do we see him in the traditional mode of holding the Holy Scripture in his hand? Well, we enter as Christians through the Holy Scripture into the life of Christ. We enter into that life through worship, through prayer, through sacrament, through fellowship. As we enter into it today, we walk along with him in his journey. And as we hear his words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Verily I say unto you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise, as he spoke to the thief on the cross. Woman, behold thy son, he says to the beloved disciple. Behold thy mother. And he also says, my God, why have you forsaken me? I thirst. It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. You and I this day walk with Christ. We look at the images which are brought to us through our own senses, through our own mind. And as we do so, we see that this extraordinary man, whom we've been reflecting on over the days, the last few days, in particular on this journey, is taking a journey which is for us. If you've been fortunate enough to go to the Holy Land, which I have, and where I have led groups, you will be able to walk the way of Christ on those steps of his as he carried his cross. And as you do so, you'll be able to see the places where he is believed to have stumbled, where he is believed to have met the traditional people on that journey. Most importantly of all, though, today, you and I, although the cathedrals are silent, although the churches are silent because of the virus and because of the worries of what that would do to us if we met, we can still meet. We're not separated. Because we meet through prayer, through the scripture, and through reflection. So as we see, and dare we see, Christ being nailed to the cross, as we listen to his last words, as he speaks to us, to you and me, as we witness through the scriptures his taking down from the cross eventually, after his side is pierced, blood and water flow, those images come to us not through an icon, but through our own minds and self, and with the Holy Spirit interacting with us. So today, the images are of great suffering. The images are of our Lord. The images are of death. But those images are yet to be transformed, because you and I are heading through Good Friday to Holy Saturday, where there will be rest, where there will be time to prepare for something so extraordinary that those close to Christ were totally shocked. They were taken by surprise in every way. That we must wait for. As Christians, after the resurrection, we know the story. But we're called to engage in that Good Friday journey today by reading the Passion, by reflecting on those words from the cross, and by looking to what is yet to come. May God bless you as we continue on our journey through these holy days. And I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.